We just had a very interesting discussion about lying. And the next verse says, who is it that everyone mistrusts and is laughed at by all the world? The person who constantly lies and attempts to deceive others. Yeah. Okay, so that everybody mistrusts. Yeah, for sure. You know, if somebody is lying and we find out, which we usually do, then we don't trust that person. Now, and similarly, if we lie and they find out that we did, then they don't trust us either. And I've had this situation many times where people, it's even been very small things, but they lied instead of telling me the truth. And it's something that I could have easily handled hearing the truth about, you know? I mean, the truth doesn't bother me, but lying really bugs me. And I can't figure out why these people would lie to me when it's something that, yeah, just tell me what happened, it's okay. So, but what it does do, I know when people lie to me, is that then I don't really trust them afterwards. Whatever they say, I think, what am I getting, you know? Am I getting the truth? Am I getting a watered-down version? Am I getting what they want me to think? Or am I getting what they think, they think, you know? what is this person saying to me? You know, can we have an honest, truthful relationship? So I have real difficulty if somebody lies. You know, the trust is really broken. And the second line, okay, so who is it that everybody mistrusts and who is laughed at by all the world? Now, why would being somebody who lies, okay, somebody who constantly lies and attempts to deceive others, why are they laughed at by all the world? Because they're foolish because they think you believe them even when you don't. And so you just kind of look at that person and say how foolish they are. You know, you really think I'm going to believe that? That's true. You know, once somebody lies about something, then you have to usually lie again about something else to weave your first lie, to make your first lie hold together. You usually have to lie about something else too. And so the lies get more and more incredulous. Yeah. Yeah, we should really invite Bill Clinton here. You know? I mean, didn't people wind up laughing a lot at him? You know, for what went on? I mean, he looks so foolish in many ways. And John Edwards, too. Like, you guys really think we're going to believe that? Huh? So actually, when people lie, they often, well, so often people find out they're lying, and then they lose respect for that person. So that's probably the meaning that they're laughed at by the world because people don't respect them. They don't take them seriously, yeah. Yeah. And you can spend years building up trust with somebody and then one lie kind of throws all the trust out the window. Yeah. So it's something to be quite careful of. And I've always, this didn't come up in our conversation, but it's something that I think about in the case of lying, is that we lie about something that we don't want people to know about. But why did we do or not do that action at the beginning? You know? So when I look at lying, it's like, double toil and trouble, fire burn and cauldron bubble. It's the only, you know, you have the original thing you did, that probably wasn't so good, otherwise why are you trying to cover it up? And then lying about it, yeah. And then when somebody finds out first that you lied, they lose confidence. And then they find out the thing that you did in the first place, and they lose more confidence. Whereas if we had just told them what we did at the beginning, it probably wouldn't have been such a big deal. Yeah. So it's something really to think about, you know, what effect lying has in our life when we lie to others, and also when others lie to us, what does it do to us? Okay, so you're saying the reason we're lying is often to get, you know, wealth, praise, sense pleasure, reputation.
Or to avoid
loss and blame and notoriety and bad experiences. But what the lying does is it actually brings the bad experiences that you're trying to avoid. And, you know, in the short term, you may initially get the good things that you think you're going to get from it, but eventually it backfires and you lose those. Yeah, this actually came up in our discussion, you know, saying kind of, well, I'm lying and I'm doing exactly, you put it very well. How did you put it? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So you said you were lying to avoid shame, but as soon as you lied, then you felt ashamed of lying. So you were doing exactly what you were lying to avoid. Yeah. Or you were bringing on exactly what you were lying to avoid. Yeah. Huh? Yes. That is ignorance. True. Yeah. And we keep doing it. We keep doing it, you know. This time, I'll lie. And there's such a good reason for it that I really won't feel ashamed. And the lie is really plausible that the other person's really not going to find out. And I'm doing it for their benefit because, you know, they're really going to fall apart if they find out the truth, you know. It's kind of insulting to people, isn't it? You know, like, oh, I don't think you're strong enough to handle the truth, so I have to lie to you. Yeah? It's what? Yeah, can be disrespectful. Yeah. Right. So we may be telling ourselves, well, I'm lying to protect them, but it's very often to protect ourselves. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking about it that, you know, sometimes if you're pretty sure somebody is going to be upset by something and you just, it's like, I don't have the energy for a trauma today. You know, it's like, let me just lie and then I just don't have to deal with their emotions, you know. But then there's the thing, well, why did I do the thing in the first place? And, you know, is there a way I could say it to the person at the right time in the right way that might help them understand? Yeah. And, you know, and if I did something and somebody's upset about it, then, you know, maybe I have to bear that. You know, it's unpleasant and I might have to bear it. Okay.